I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, April 21st. Dayton Children's Hospital announced Monday that the founder of Paychex, Inc. donated $40 million, prompting the hospital to rename its main campus after the philanthropist. Dayton Children's isn't the only hospital that Tom Golisano is supporting. Through a series of philanthropic donations, he is building the Golisano Children's Alliance. It's connecting Dayton Children's to 15 other hospitals across the nation. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
The lobby of Dayton Children's Hospital is packed with staff, visitors, and press, awaiting the announcement of a major donation to the hospital by its president and CEO, Debbie Feldman.
$40 million!
Confetti flies across the room, capturing the excitement of staff and attendants. And that money is destined to go toward bolstering preventative and primary care, as well as continuing research into best practices and strategies. That's according to Feldman. She says this comes in response to recent statistics from the Ohio Children's Hospital Association that shows Ohio ranks in the bottom half of states on many child health measures.
We know that two-thirds of our kids over in our who are adolescents do not receive their well child visits. We know that about a third of our children, young children, don't. And primary care really is the beginning of lifelong health. And so that is really where we hope to invest the money.
Todd Plyman is the hospital's chair of the Board of Trustees. He says it will take years to implement funds from the largest single philanthropic donation in the hospital's history. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
A Preble County police chief and officer are on administrative leave after they visited several Cincinnati public schools claiming they were working for ICE. Village of Gratis officials placed Chief Tanina Lamana and Officer Jeffrey Baylor on leave after an executive session with Gratis Village Council Sunday afternoon. WVXU reports that the two visited several Cincinnati public schools on April 15th to conduct what they called wellness checks on several students in the district. Cincinnati Public Schools Superintendent Shauna Murphy says the two tried to enter two elementary schools and one high school on Cincinnati's west side. School officials denied them entry. They later claimed that they were working for ICE. Village administrators say they became aware of the chief and officer's actions after they were informed by other law enforcement agencies. The statement from the village says that, quote, "The Village of Gratis does not condone these actions. It is not the practice or policy of the village to participate in law enforcement operations outside of our jurisdiction, particularly those occurring two counties away," end quote. Gratis is in southeastern Preble County between Camden and Germantown. More than 65 organizations of local elected officials, business and trade groups, and unions representing first responders and teachers have all united against a possible amendment to abolish property taxes in Ohio. It is likely just the beginning of a massive effort that voters would see if the group backing the amendment gets it to voters this fall. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
The coalition Ohioans to Protect Public Services seeks to push back on the amendment effort by promoting the local services paid for by the $21.4 billion in property taxes collected each year statewide. Andrew Rose is the Concord Township Administrator in Lake County and says property tax reform should be encouraged, but abolishment would be devastating.
I think something needs to be done to help the low-income seniors that want the ability to stay in their home. But to completely abolish property taxes statewide and crush every local entity is just not a good idea.
The leader of the all-volunteer group collecting signatures for the abolishment amendment says they will be making an announcement next week. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A portal for U.S. businesses to apply for refunds for tariffs that the Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional is now open. Hundreds of Ohio businesses are among those hoping to get a piece of the estimated $166 billion in tariffs that were collected unlawfully. That includes small businesses that really need that money. Once again, State House correspondent Karen Kassler.
Julie Robbins is the CEO of Earthquaker Devices in Akron, which manufactures pedals used to create effects for guitarists and other musicians. She's been waiting for this portal to open.
I get an error code whenever I try to log in.
She says tariffs have had a huge impact on her business.
By the end of 2025, we had paid more than $60,000 in tariffs. And in 2026, we've already paid $42,000 in tariffs.
Robin says tariffs have added 30% to the cost of raw materials her company uses, and 94% of components they use come from overseas. But a lot of businesses will only be able to get back part of what they paid because they bought materials from importers or wholesalers who can apply for the refunds. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Look for a nice day today, breezy with clouds and sun and a high in the upper 70s. We'll have rain chances return to the area later tonight into Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday back in the 70s. We'll see temperatures back in the 80s for Thursday and Friday with rain chances on Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Mike Fraser.